Let's take a look back on the transition Martin McGuinness made from paramilitary to peacemaker.
I was a member of the IRA, but I've also been part of the peace process.
There are certain circumstances in which the use of the gun is quite justified.
Now, as the officer commanding the Derry part of the IRA provisional operation, can you say whether the bombing is likely to stop in the near future in response to any public demand?
We will always take on the considerations, the feelings of the people of Derry, and these feelings will be passed on to our GHQ in Dublin, you know.
Who ever said that I was a member of the IRA? Are you saying that I'm a member of the IRA?
Definitive history of the IRA names you as the OC of the Derry Brigade.
Well, I have never said that I was in the IRA.
At the end of the day, it will be the cutting edge of the IRA which will bring freedom.
Am I going to be the only person imprisoned as a result of the murders of 14 people and the wounding of 13 others on Bloody Sunday?
Are you prepared to go to jail?
Oh, I am prepared to go to jail. I would rather die than disrupt or destroy my code of honour to the IRA.
British Intelligence and the RUC are attempting to create a climate whereby I would be assassinated.
McGuinness, Martin, 25,000.
The new British government is a real and determined attempt to rebuild a new peace process in this country.
Sorry, personally.
Sorry can be a hard word for people to say.
But how sorry are you, Martin?
It can also be easy for people to say. And it can also be very insincere when it is said.
Which is the purpose of my question. How sorry are you?
But I think I would prefer to be judged on the contributions that I have made to resolving this conflict over the course of over 20 years.
My political project until the day I retire from politics or die is to build a better future for all of our people. That's what my project is. It's a political project. It's not a military one.
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Good Friday talk, yeah, and the St Andrews
talk. Let the people...
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Hillsborough talk, getting the IRA to call a ceasefire, put their arms beyond use, getting support for the police. I think that's how people are judged.
Martin, how was it to meet the Queen?
Very nice.
We've been described as the Chuckle Brothers back home by people who thought that would have demeaned us in the beginning. It turned against them in the end, and we're hoping we can chuckle our way through 2008.
Hello again.
Very nice.
How are you keeping?
Fine, thank you very much.
Not an inch of nose around.
Assist the police services, north and south, to defeat these people. They are traitors to the island of Ireland.
I have dedicated my life to changing all of that to such a point where my life has been threatened. Am I prepared to die for the peace process? I'll die tomorrow morning for the peace process without any fear whatsoever. Arlene, I've been a colleague of for the last 8 years in the government. She and I know what we have to do. We've had a number of conversations. We want to put the negativity of the last couple of years into the dustbin, and we want to move forward with a very positive agenda.
My war is over. My job as a political leader is to prevent war.
When Arlene Foster arrived at Stormont Castle, he complained that the new DUP leader wasn't prepared to match his inclusive gestures.
We suggested to the DUP that Arlene and I should travel to France and go together to a Northern Ireland game and to a Republic game, and they refused to go. I wasn't asking her to go to a 1916 commemoration. It was a football match. It was an opportunity to reach out.
The things that you're sorry for, do they trouble you? Do they actually get to you?
Well, individual situations don't trouble me. What troubles me is that we were all part of a conflict, and that was very troubling indeed.
Martin McGuinness had become a peacemaker, according to Paisley's son, Ian Jr.
And recognised that the remarkable journey that Martin McGuinness went on has not only saved lives, but has made the lives of countless people in Northern Ireland better because of the partnership government that we worked in and have put together. That's incredibly important, and I think it's important that I say it.
There will be no return to the status quo except on terms that are acceptable to Sinn Féin. The situation that we've been dealing with in the course of recent years is unacceptable. I have now called a halt to DUP arrogance. And if the DUP think in the aftermath of an election that they're going to step back into ministerial positions, short of resolving the critical issues, some of which I have identified during the course of this conversation, then they're living in a fool's paradise. It's a very serious illness. It has taken its toll on me. So I have taken a decision, and it has been well thought out. The question I ask myself is, are you capable? Are you physically capable of fighting this election with the intensity that elections need to be fought? And the honest answer is that I'm not.
The only fair thing to do, which I have done today, was to make it clear that I won't, unfortunately, even though it breaks my heart. My heart lies in the bog side and with the people of Derry. Go to Míle, Míle, my